Partly cloudy in mid-70s. A rain chance is minimal, but it's there again Sunday. Under clouds to partly cloudy skies, 60s start the day. The afternoon highs around low 70s. Early next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, highs each day well into the 70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. With ammo. Saturday, December 3rd, 9 to 5. Sunday, December 4th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police. At Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, December 3rd, 9 to 5. Sunday, December 4th, 10 to 4. At the Castine Center, Mandeville.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana!
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of raging Cajuns football this season, only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu. And once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 AM WGSO.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Welcome to Friday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com, and of course on the Mixler app. If you haven't downloaded it, please do so. You can find it on the Google Play Store or the Apple iTunes Store. Doesn't matter which one you have, it's free, and of course there are no ads on it, so that is the best place to, if you're going to listen on the go on your mobile device, that's the best way to do it. So no Rudy this evening. We could just say he's on assignment. How about that? It makes it sound very professional, doesn't it? So I wanted to talk about Wednesday night. Went to my first Pelicans game, and wow. I don't know what I've been waiting on. Maybe because they were not very good for a while there. But What an amazing time! Just so much fun. I ended up buying the tickets off of SeatGeek, which I believe is the number one. Or they're the official ticket. I don't want to say broker, but place to get tickets if you're not getting them from the Pelicans directly. And sat right off the court, a few rows back, about 10 rows off the court on the baseline, and. First of all, I want to talk about actually seeing Zion Williamson play in person, up close, and how physical that kid is. And
So quick for being as big and of what a player he is, but so quick. And I was very fortunate to go to that game because from everything I was reading after the fact, everyone said that, or a lot of people were saying that was probably his best all around overall game that he's had in his young career. And he ended up the night with 33 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks. He was doing everything, just a great effort. And Herb Jones ended up with 12 points the other night. He did leave the game. He did injure his ankle in the second quarter, and he's not going to be playing tonight, which we'll talk more about in just a little bit. But just overall, just a great effort. Trey Murphy had another outstanding game. He ended the night with 26 points and was 6 of 12 from the three-point line. And Valanciunas, he had 16 points and 13 rebounds. So another outstanding effort, another double-double for him. And, at one point the Pels were up by 31 in the third quarter, but the Raptors did make a comeback, and I think they got as close as 10 or 11 in the fourth. And Zion just took care of business, and they ended up winning the game 126-108. But I can't say enough good things about the experience. If you haven't been out and watched a Pelicans game, I really hope you do, and do it sometime soon. It was a little worrisome because there was no Brandon Ingram, no CJ McCollum, and on Wednesday night. But Larry Nance Jr. did return. He had missed Monday's game with a little shoulder. I think it was his shoulder or back soreness, so he sat out Monday night. But he came back and played Wednesday night and ended up with 10 points and 5 rebounds and another just an outstanding effort. And I think that it was just a really good team win. It was nice to see Zion blossom and have the game that he did. And hopefully that's a sign of good things to come and that it just continues on that path, because just watching that, I don't think that there was any answers for him. And as physical as he is and as quick as he is, I don't know. I don't know of anybody that's going to be able to stop him. I was thinking about it watching that game, that it's going to be an interesting matchup when they play against Milwaukee. And, I would assume the matchup there would be Giannis and Zion guarding each other. And I think that'll be a really interesting matchup because as big as what Giannis is and his ability to play on the perimeter. And, there's another person that's bigger and stronger than most guys in the NBA. I think that's a really good matchup. It'll be a really interesting matchup for sure. And both ways, Zion was 12 of 15 on Wednesday night. Most of his buckets came from, I think they almost all came from the paint. But it's going to be an interesting matchup seeing him against some of these guys. But I think as excited as I've been about the Pelicans positive about them as what I have been, I feel that way even more so after seeing him live. And there's plenty of tickets that are available and that are very affordable and inexpensive. And I'll be honest with you, I waited till about 6 o'clock to buy my ticket, and I ended up getting that seat really at a really good price, a fantastic price, probably less than half of face value. There's good seats to be had, and I know tickets. There were some tickets that were like $10, to sit in the 300 section. So it's certainly an affordable event to go to, and I would highly recommend doing so if you haven't done it yet. So. Everything was good, had a couple beers, watched the game, enjoyed it, and I'd be honest, I'm thinking about going back on Sunday just because I had that good of a time. So, like I said, get out and support them. It was nice to have the crowd was really into it. It was loud. And I think that it's only going to get better and better. And tickets are probably going to get tougher and tougher to come by. So it's a good idea to get in on the ground floor of things and go check them out now. So there you go. And we got NBA. We'll talk some more NBA in the next segment. And of course, another week of NFL football. We had a Thursday night game last night, so we'll talk about that. And it's Friday, so we'll go ahead and wrap things up with another edition of Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6077.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
I've seen what you call progress. Every warning sign ignored. And there's a muffled voice of reason, but we can't make out the words. And though the balance we struck was delicate, there was a sense of right and wrong. We tried to stem this flow with the tourniquet, but now the patience's dead and gone. When we owe more than words.
a chaos we ourselves create.
We're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. Talked about Wednesday night and my experience at the Smoothie King Center and watching the Pels beat the Raptors, but they'll be back at it tonight. They'll be in San Antonio. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock, and there's good news, bad news. It looks like C.J. McCollum will be back tonight, which is a big boost. But unfortunately, Herb Jones, like I said in the last segment, according to yesterday, the injury report, he's going to be out for tonight. But it also says C.J. McCollum is out, but he's not. He's playing tonight. And, you know, this is a very winnable game. I think the Spurs have lost their last 9 in a row, I want to say. And the Pels have won 7 of their last 9. So it's one of those games you just need to go in and take care of business. As it stands right now, the Pels, it looks like, are 7.5-point favorites. And the over-under on this game is 232. And that's a little high. I'll be honest, I did did a parlay on Wednesday night's game, and the over-under was 222, and I got that. I actually won my parlay on that with some player stats as well with it. But 232, I don't know. That's going to be mostly the Pelicans carrying that. And, man, I don't know. that one's a little tough. Just looking through some of the Spurs' last games, they scored 111 against Oklahoma City. Then they had 138, which is a ridiculous number, and I think that was I don't think that even went to overtime. But they lost. They lost 143-138 to the Lakers. Game before that was 94. They scored 94 points. Then the last game against the Pels, they scored 110. They combined last game for 139 points, but the Pels were without C.J. McCollum, but they had Brandon Ingram. So I don't know. 232 just seems a little high to me. I would probably stay away from the over-under on this. And the Pels are favored, obviously, so I think you probably have a pretty safe bet if you're just going to pick them. We'll see. I mean, last time, too, they had a really good game from Doug McDermott, and he's ruled out for tonight. So I don't know. I think he ended up with over 20 points in the last game coming off the bench. So it's just a tough one to pick if you're looking at over-unders. But I don't think that the Pels are going to have that big of a problem with them tonight. They shouldn't, at least. This is, like I said, very winnable game, and a game that when you're a team like the Pelicans, you got to take care of business against these kind of teams. And I'd look for them to do so. Some other games going on tonight. Let's see if there's anything of interest. You got the Lakers. The Lakers and are at Milwaukee. And, you know, we've talked about we need the Lakers to continue to stumble because we will end up with their lottery pick if they do. And right now they're 8-12. And although Anthony Davis has played well recently, they're still not helping very much. Milwaukee's favored by 9 this evening with an over-under of 230, which very well could be. That one, I could see 230 out of those two teams. But I think that'll be a good matchup, Anthony Davis against Giannis. And I don't think that Milwaukee's going to have much problems with the Lakers tonight. Let's see. You got the Nets and the Raptors. I think that one. Well, that one, the line is Brooklyn by 2, which I don't really know about that one. I'm not sold on. Well, I'm not a big fan. If you've been listening, I'm not a big fan of Kevin Durant and company. I think they're a mess. And they finally are over 500, though. They're 12-11. Raptors are 11-10. So might be a close game. You know, I don't know. I would probably take if I were going to pick the money, take the money line, I would probably take the
Raptors to cover, you know, that they take the 2 points. And I have a feeling they're going to end up winning that game. But also a really good game, it should be, even though the Heat don't have the record right now. But, you know, it's a rematch of the Eastern Conference Finals from last year, Heat and Celtics tonight with Jason Tatum, who's having a great year. Averaging over 31 points a game, almost 8 rebounds a game, and 4.5 assists per game. That one starts at 6:30, and that might be something to watch before the Pelicans come on. So I'll have to check that one out. And let's see. I mean, you got the Sixers and the Grizzlies. This probably would have been a little bit better marquee matchup if the Sixers were healthy. They're without James Harden and they're without Maxey. Joel Embiid is playing and he's having a great year. Over 30 points a game, almost 10 rebounds a game and 5 assists a game. But John Morant, I mean, you can't say enough about what he's been doing this year, and he's just been lighting it up against everyone. So real quick before we go to break, also tomorrow, the big SEC championship, LSU. Unfortunately, took their eye off the ball last week against Texas A&M, so it doesn't look like they're going to be playing in the Final Four college tournament. But it's okay. I think all things considered, it's been a really successful season, and you know, who knows? Maybe they pull off the upset tomorrow. Georgia's favored by 17.5, and you never know. They pull up an upset, at least win the SEC championship. And I think that's a huge, huge win for them. And, of course, tomorrow also the American Athletic Championship is Tulane will be hosting UCF at 3 o'clock. It'll be on ABC. And it's exciting that Tulane's doing so well. And also glad to hear that Willie Fritz is going to be staying at Tulane. He's not going to take the Georgia Tech job. So exciting, and hopefully the success will continue on next year. So there'll be a lot of good football on tomorrow. You got Purdue and Michigan, Clemson and North Carolina, TCU against Kansas State. So it should be a good day of football. So, all right, well, you need to take a break, get some news, and we'll be back with more after this.
On October 15th, the Southern Food and Beverage Museum debuts its newest exhibit, Honey Dripper 84, a celebration of juke joints and their culture. The opening event will feature Matthew and Tia Rayford, chefs from Brunswick, Georgia, with a long history of juke joint cooking, and they're excited to bring to you the most authentic juke joint dishes, music, and culture available. We'll see you all on October 15th from 6 to 10 at the Southern Food and Beverage Museum. Visit our website, www.southernfood.org, for tickets and more information.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Coolcarafe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at coolcarafe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. Coolcarafe.com is a Louisiana company. Coolcarafe.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones. I'm back with the Louisiana Jones Gumball Hour from 11 to 12 noon every Saturday, WGSO 990 AM, as well as WGSO.com. Please join us.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. Deputies in Vernon Parish say five soldiers from Fort Polk are behind bars, accused of drugging and raping two Rose Pine women. Vernon Parish Sheriff Sam Kraft says the men spiked the women's drinks and sexually assaulted the victims once they were unconscious. Kraft says Army investigators have been helpful in the case.
We're very familiar and working with Fort Polk authorities, so CID was hands-on early on, you know, in lending their assistance to us.
Kraft says there is medical and video evidence of the crimes. LSU is a 17.5-point underdog in the SEC championship game against Georgia tomorrow. Tigers defensive tackle Mekhi Wingo says they need to put pressure on Georgia quarterback Stenson Barrett.
Just with playing with good eyes. You know, they run a lot of play action, so just not letting them sit back there and pick you apart, just being able to get vertical, get upfield, and get in his face and not just, you know, be too comfortable in the pocket.
Kickoff is at 3 p.m. tomorrow. The game will be televised on CBS. I'm Kevin Gallagher. This is news from LRN.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
It got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hey, kid, did you know today, 16 years ago, it was you and I for the last time? smoke ring round your heads. You would see me on the other side. Come on.
Something to Say radio show. All right, so week 13 got kicked off last night, Thursday night football, and actually it was a pretty good matchup for once. It wasn't as close as what the score showed, but you know, at least it wasn't a game where both teams were struggling to score points. But the Bills won 24-10. I don't think that's any surprise. Josh Allen just did Josh Allen type things. He was 22 of 33 for 223 yards and two touchdowns. Stephon Diggs, he had seven catches for 92 yards and a touchdown. But I guess the biggest news coming out of it was that, well, it's not news, but what was making the rounds more on the national scene was Mac Jones yelling at everybody on the offense because they were not playing very well. We'll just leave it at that. But, you know, it's kind of a Jekyll and Hyde deal with him, too, because last week I believe he had 382 yards passing. This week he struggled, and he didn't even get to 200 yards. So he had a quarterback rating of 40.7, so not very good. And I watched most of this game, and it just never seemed like that the Patriots really were gonna threaten the Bills to lose this game, even though it was in New England. But good game by Stephon Diggs, and James Cook also having a good game. Who's been he's been splitting carries with Devin Singletary with the Bills, and Singletary ended up with 51 yards rushing, and Cook had 64. And I think that's going to be huge for the Bills, and I think it makes them a lot tougher team to beat. Because Josh Allen's not having to do everything, you know. So often he's the guy. He's leading the team in rushing. You know, he's doing everything he can. He's throwing touchdowns. He's running the ball. If they can establish a running game, it's going to make that team so much better. And you know, being able to control the clock and win the time of possession game for them is going to be huge going into the playoffs, especially against teams like against Baltimore and against Kansas City, especially Kansas City. So if that's the way they're trending, I think that's going to be pretty beneficial for them come playoff time. And I'm still picking them to win the Super Bowl this year. I think they're the team, even though they're without Von Miller right now. Our old friend AJ Klein, he's re-signed with the Bills, and I know he's been playing in Von Miller's absence. So glad to see he, after getting traded to the Bears and the Bears releasing him, glad to see him land on his feet. And was a little surprised that the Saints didn't call, because we're a little thin at linebacker. But nevertheless, happy for the guy, and hopefully he can get himself a ring with the Bills. All right, so let's talk about the rest of Week 13. Of course, the Saints will be playing Monday night, so we'll wait and talk about that on Monday. And we'll preview all of that, because we're going to need to take a good look. I know the last or the injury report that came out yesterday, there were 15 players on it, so not good. I know Lattimore did practice. He was limited. And Pete Warner, I believe, practiced. I think he was limited. But we'll talk more about it in depth on Monday. Let's go down the line here. We got the Steelers are going to go. They're going to be on the road against the Falcons, and that game was actually an even. The line on it's even. Man, that's a tough one to pick on. Who's going to win that game? Because I think a lot of it depends on the Steelers' defense, and having T.J. Watt back, I think, is really beneficial for them, and the way the Falcons lost last week, I don't know. They fell to 5-7. Steelers are 4-7. I mean, there's only one way to go with this, because I don't think I can ever truly pick the Falcons. It just it burns my hurts my heart to do that. So I'm going to take the Steelers on the road in that game. Over-under is 42.5. I highly doubt that. I would take the under if I were to bet anything on this game other than the money line. And then you got the Packers at the Bears. The Bears did win that first matchup, but the but Green Bay is favored by 3. Even though Aaron Rodgers is dealing with some rib issues and a thumb issue, I don't know. That one's tough, too. I would like to think that the Packers could win that game, but with it being on the road, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised, even though Green Bay is favored by 3. Over-under is 44.5. I don't believe that one, unless the Packers are going to score 30. But I don't know. That one's a toss-up. I guess I have to go Packers just because, you know, I'm sure Rodgers is going to want to get a little revenge for taking that L earlier in the year. Another interesting game, and this actually probably will be a really fun game to watch, and two teams that I think are on the upswing in the NFL. The Jaguars will be in Detroit to take on the Lions, and Lions are favored by 1 with an over-under of 51. That's pretty high, but it's definitely doable. The Lions have put a lot of points on the board this year, and even though they've also given up a lot of points as well. But I look for the Lions to win this game. After watching them and how they played against the Bills, I'm glad to see, and I'm happy for Dan Campbell, the former tight ends coach of the Saints. Him, I think he's doing a lot of great things in Detroit, and he's got those guys fired up and really playing pretty well. I just feel like they're just a couple pieces away from legitimacy. But in a game like this, I believe they can. I believe they can win this game and probably more than 1 point. And then you have the Jets in Minnesota, 9-2 Vikings against the 7-4 Jets. If Mike White is playing for the Jets, I think it's who knows who could win this game. I still Minnesota's favored by 3. I would have to agree with that. But you never know. The Jets have pulled some big upsets off this year, and they played really well last week with Mike White. And I don't know if he can have a repeat performance, but I wouldn't put it past him. And they're one of those teams that you can't overlook for sure. And then you also have the Commanders at the Giants, which who would have thought at the beginning of the year that this game on December 4th, I guess it'll be, the Commanders at 7-5 and the Giants at 7-4 would be playing each other. If you would have told me that, I would have told you, I think you're smoking some good stuff, because there's no way. I would say probably at this point, a 4-7 and a 5-7 at best, their records. But I don't know. This one, I would look for the Giants to win this at home, but the Commanders are favored by 2. So I think it just depends. I know Taylor Heineke's playing really well for Washington. And on a side note, I don't know if anybody saw it, but if you haven't seen it, you need to look it up. Them honoring, was it Sean Taylor, former player who passed away for Washington, and they were supposed to be unveiling a statue of him, but when they unveiled it, it was like a mannequin with his uniform on, and I think it was truthfully pretty disrespectful and just kind of par for the course for how they operate. All right, so you got Titans at the Eagles. Eagles are favored by 4.5. I don't know. This could be upset game. Just depends. You know, if the Titans can control the time of possession with Derrick Henry and he has a good game, I could definitely see the Titans upsetting the Eagles. And I don't know. I think that's who I'm going to go with. I'm going to take the Titans over the Eagles. And then you have the Broncos against the Ravens. no doubt about it. Ravens are favored by 9.5, and if it's that close, I'll be surprised. Then you got the big game of the week. You have the Browns in Houston taking on the Texans, and it'll be Deshaun Watson's first game back And some of his accusers are actually going to be in attendance as well. So that'd be a really interesting game. I might have to check that game out. Cleveland's favored by 7. I don't see any reason why they can't win by 7, but it'll be interesting. And then you got the Seahawks at the Rams. Seahawks favored by 7. Sure. No questions about that. I also read something interesting as well, because there's a Christmas Day game, I believe. It's either Christmas Day or Christmas Eve between the Rams and the Broncos. And all those great Los Angeles fans are so good that the Rams are actually worried about the attendance. So they've been partnering with nonprofit organizations to give away free tickets so they can fill the stadium up. Yep. And I had a feeling this was going to happen. As soon as they started slipping, those people aren't going to be paying attention to them, because there's too many other things to do in Los Angeles than go watch the Rams. And, you know, they got what they wanted. They got the championship. They got the new stadium. They got out of St. Louis. But I got news for you. The fans in St. Louis were a lot more loyal to them than what the fans in Los Angeles will be. So I'm sure that the Rams are going to take it on the chin again this week. This will be a really good game. It's the game of the week on Fox this week. You have the Dolphins at San Francisco. San Francisco favored by 4. I don't know. That's a toss-up. It really is. The 49ers defense, the way they played last week against the Saints, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd have to go with the 49ers in this one. But I think it's going to be a really good game for sure, and definitely worth watching. Another good game will be at 3:25 on CBS. You have the Chiefs in Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. Chiefs are favored by 2. That's two really good games. This if you have NFL Red Zone, this would be the time to use it. I would have to go with the Chiefs, though. The Bengals haven't been playing like they were last year, but I still think it's going to be a fun game. Then you also have the Chargers at the Raiders. Raiders are favored by 1. I don't know how. I guess because they're in Vegas, but I take the Chargers on that all day. And then you have the Colts Sunday night against the Cowboys in Dallas. Dallas by 10.5, absolutely. Probably a lot more than that. So, and then, of course, Saints-Buccaneers on Monday night. But we'll talk about that on Monday. So, all right, well, there you go. Those are my picks for the week. We need to take a break, and we'll come back. We'll wrap things up with another edition of Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. So don't go anywhere.
I'm so happy, because today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly. That's okay, cause so are you. Book on beers, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, cause I found God. Yeah.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student
at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown!
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for Ragin' Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, host of In the Red Zone, after every Saints regular season game at the Dixie Tavern located at 3802 Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Metairie.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up New Orleans on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. When you get knocked down, you gotta get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. I lit my brain with rot gut whiskey till my pain was chicken fried. And I had dudes with badges frisk me.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. All right, last segment of the week. You know we like to wrap things up with what we like to call Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. So let's get right into it. We don't have a whole lot of time, so... this first article comes from WBSBTV.com. It's Channel 2 out of Atlanta. And the headline is, "How About Me? Man gets himself arrested after asking why he was left off of Rockdale's Most Wanted list." In Rockdale County, Georgia, a Georgia man is behind bars after questioning why he wasn't among the most wanted people in his county. Earlier this week, Rockdale County Sheriff's Office posted a list of their 10 most wanted violent offenders on social media. Just a few hours after making the post, Christopher Spalding entered the comments section and asked, "How about me?" The Sheriff's Office replied to Spalding's comment saying, "You are correct. You have two warrants. We are on the way." On Thursday, the Sheriff's Office made another post showing Spalding, seemingly dressed the same as his profile photo, being arrested. Spalding is currently being held on two charges of felony probation violation. Deputies went on to say that Spalding didn't make the most wanted list because it is based on the severity of charges, meaning it typically takes those with violent crimes like murder, rape, aggravated assault, and more. Investigators say they are looking for all fugitives in the county, even if they didn't make the most wanted list. So I guess if you want to do things, make things easy for the... for the good police, good sheriff's office in Rockdale County, just go ahead and post on their social media and they will happily oblige you to come pick you up. I mean, how stupid. Goodness gracious. All right, let's see here. Okay, well, we got, this comes from Yahoo News, and the headline is, "Suspect using a walker robs bank of $200, and the Fresno police say he did not get far. Shocking. Man using a walker went into a downtown Fresno bank Tuesday and demanded money before being arrested a short time later, police said. The 68-year-old walked into the Wells Fargo on Fresno Street and Van Ness Avenue about 10:30 a.m. Tuesday, Lieutenant Bill Dewey said. While using a walker, he approached a teller with a note demanding money, the police said. The teller gave him $200 and included a tracker with the cash. The man left headed west towards Fulton Street. Officers were in the area, and with the help of a bank tracker and a slow movement, we were able to locate him on Fulton, just north of Fresno Street, Dooley said in an email. The suspect was arrested without incident, police said, and the money was recovered. Wow. Jeez. Good Lord. I guess there's no good... Maybe he didn't have tennis balls on it. I don't know. Okay, let's see. What else do we got? Okay, so this one comes from bringmethenews.com, and the headline is Wanted Man to Police. I'll hand myself in if my kids can have a good Christmas. A police appeal to find a man wanted for multiple felony warrants took a turn on Facebook when the suspect responded in the comments and tried to negotiate his surrender in return for a good Christmas for his kids. The unusual exchange took place on the Facebook page of the North Branch Police Department. Explained that an officer presence in the area of the city on Sunday was due to the search for a 38-year-old Jacob Tibbetts. Police said there is multiple felony warrants out for his arrest in Chisago County and asked the public to call police if they see him, while acknowledging they don't believe he's a danger to the public. On Tuesday afternoon, a message was posted in the comments from Tibbetts' Facebook account addressing the police department. North Branch Police Department, I'll make a deal with you. You make sure my kids have enough money for a good Christmas this year, and I'll turn myself in. I want to hand over money for her mom to give her presents from daddy, and I want to give her two presents to open now. After I watch her open them, I'll go with you to the other side. I also need bail money, but I'm not worried about that. As long as I know that my daughter got presents from her daddy, I'll go today, he wrote. The exchange sparked hundreds of comments and shares on a Facebook thread, including a number claiming police have got the wrong man and joking about various heroic acts Tibbetts has carried out in the community. North Branch PD did respond in the thread, stating, "Just for the record, Jake is the wanted party and is responsible for his warrants. It's not his kid's fault. If we can come to a reasonable agreement for a peaceful arrest with him turning himself in, we would be willing." It also posted, "One time Jake Tibbetts turned himself in on his warrants instead of evading the police. Hopefully he does that again. Thanks, Jake." The North Branch PD did not reveal what the felony warrants are for. He does have a past felony convictions for crimes, including drug sales and burglary. I don't understand why just bad criminals these days. Why would you go on any of these police departments' websites and interact with them if you were wanted? Goodness gracious. All right, well, that's all the time we have for this week and for tonight and this week, I guess. So I'm going to wrap things up. Rudy should be back with us on Monday, and we'll talk, we'll preview the Saints and Bucks. Big game. Saints win. They're only half a game out of first place, so there we go. Things aren't that bad. Let's ever the optimist. So, all right, everyone have a fantastic weekend, and until Monday, let's just play Gloria. More Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit.